The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Stamboli, not in studio, remote.
I am very remote today. I'm the remote control.
You are the remote control. How are you doing, Rich?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
It is freezing here in New York.
And it is cold.
We had our first, like semi-major snowfall. It was like 5 inches. It was nothing. But
yeah.
The roads are all iced today because the snow obviously melted and it's like 8 degrees. So it might be, I think it's a better idea. Rich stays home and I stay home too.
Yeah, exactly. Also, it's just like so brick out. It's like gross.
Yeah, you know? Wants to be out, dude. Nobody wants to be out.
Yeah.
The show's all about professional wrestling. We'll be doing a Q&A at the end of the show. Feel free to join us in the chat. Submit your questions. We'll do our best to answer them. Again, at the end of the show. Rich, what have you enjoyed about professional wrestling this weekend?
Oh, brother. There was a lot of good stuff. We caught a little bit of that GCW show. We caught a little bit of that TNA Genesis. I enjoyed Raw for the most part. I'm still getting used to the new Netflix thing because the other day I was like, well, yesterday I was like, oh, I got to put it on USA. No. I was wrong.
Dude, I did that last night. I put on USA last night, and I was like, why isn't this thing starting? What time is it? I looked at the time. It was like 8:05. I was like, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Yeah, exactly. You were like, oh, I guess I had the same thought. I was like, well, I guess Raw's not around anymore.
I was waiting for La Femme Nikita to end. I waited really long.
Was it the TV
really
show
long.
Or the movie?
The TV show.
What did you like about wrestling this weekend?
I got to tell you, the TNA show was pretty good. I really enjoyed that TNA show. I thought that was a fun show. The GCW show was interesting because we were there the week prior, you know, a couple of weeks prior.
Yeah, yeah.
And very different feel for that building, very different dynamic for that building. I know a couple of people that went, and they absolutely had a blast, and they put about 1,800 people in that building. That's a big show for GCW. Good for them.
Yeah.
You know, it actually shows you something fascinating about professional wrestling is that there is a niche that you could support a business with, and you don't have to have 10,000 people in a building. TNA show on Saturday had over 4,000 people. You know, if you think about that, those are tremendous numbers for that company.
Now, do you think that popped because of the WWE news, like a lot of last minute ticket sales or what?
I think they've been on a roll for sure the last, I want to say, year. You could see, you know, their shows are doing much better. The previous show did well, too. I do think that the WWE connection now has created a whole different buzz.
And it's a very interesting buzz.
The perception is changing. Not so much the buzz on TNA, because I think they've had way better buzz over the last, I don't know, year or so. But this WWE relationship is going to help to some extent. I don't know to what extent. I don't know what their viewership numbers are going to look like on Access TV, but I mean, as far as brand recognition goes and people speaking about it positively, I think this is the most positive people have spoken about TNA since like 2003, which is fascinating.
Oh yeah.
We lived through all of that. Rich and I, I mean, we look like we're 20 years old, but we're pretty old. And we lived through that whole birth of TNA and what it was. And it was, you know, the return of WCW for a lot of people. And it was, oh, look at all these high flyers moving around like AJ Styles and Chris Daniels. It was a very unique wrestling product. And then it just got, it got poo-pooed.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Do you want to go into that Genesis card real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
It was a fun one. So you had the Hardys retaining the tag team titles over the Rascals. Fraxium showed up from NXT to confront the Rascals after. And the Rascals were also, you know, they went from TNA to NXT at one point, you know, and then they had like that whole thing. Jordynne Grace apparently is done with TNA after losing to Tessa Blanchard. Crowd wasn't really hot on Tessa Blanchard.
Can I ask you, do you have the notes? Is this in our notes?
This is in our notes.
Oh, there it is. Thank God. I just
I'm
found
looking
it.
At them,
I was like, I my brain just stopped for a second. I'm like, what am I looking at? Yeah. Okay. That's what it was.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's
so
fine. We got a lot to
talk
about.
Jordynne Grace in WWE. Yeah. Obviously, that's where the suggestion is.
Mm-hmm.
She'll do great, right?
I think so. Yeah.
So impressive.
Yeah. I think she'll do just fine, especially like, you know, we've talked about this week after week where when WWE puts their finishing touches or whatever it is on their that ladies division, every single one of them is a star.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, she's I wouldn't be shocked if she made it to the final four of that ladies rumble and was like a nice surprise.
That would be a great surprise. I mean, she did well last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why not do it again?
Exactly.
Show that she's dominant.
Yeah.
I thought the Tessa match was good. I unfortunately for Jordan and for the match, Tessa's personal issues came into play in that match. Not so much. The crowd started calling, you know, chanting, she's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this means for Tessa Blanchard and her career because, you know, she's been, since the beginning of her wrestling career, her goal's always been WWE.
Yeah.
And for one reason or another, justified, unjustified, I have no idea. I don't know much about Tessa. I've only read what everybody else reads. I don't know if that door is open for her. I understand she's a great replacement for Jordynne Grace leaving, and you're filling that division up with somebody of a really high caliber of wrestling.
Yeah.
But do you see her ever going to WWE?
I think WWE could do what they have done in the past, which is take her off TV for a little bit, have her cool off, let that heat go away, and then bring them back, you know?
Yeah, but that heat's been going on for years. Yeah.
Listen, man. Listen, have her come out with Hogan. That's my answer.
I mean, you know what? In that case, she'd still be a heel, you know?
Right.
She would get booed, but I don't think WWE wants your racist chants.
They don't want the racism boos.
Yeah, they don't want racism boos. Not real ones. They don't want real racism boos. They want fake racism boos.
Yeah, isn't that the wild thing about wrestling? Where it's like, no. You can fake boo this fake racist shit, but not the real. You know, it's wild, dude.
Yeah, it's wrestling.
It's wrestling.
I thought that was a really good match. Sorry. Go ahead. Where were you?
No, I was gonna say like I don't know what that company would do because nothing. I honestly like at this point like nothing would shock me with whatever WWE does. You know.
Yeah.
And they've done like, you know, you could say that the company has done a lot of heinous stuff.
More likely to happen? Vince McMahon appearing on WWE TV this year or Tessa Blanchard going to WWE?
Oh, man. That's a very catch-22 situation there.
Which one do you think happens? You could say both.
I think Tessa in the Rumble might happen. Maybe.
I don't know Tessa Blanchard personally.
Right.
I do believe in second chances for people. I do believe in third chances. I'm depending on how vile of a person you are. You know, I don't know if Tessa's different or she's learned or she's changed. I don't know. It's not my decision, but I don't believe in exiling people for the rest of their lives for real big time stupidity like that. You know, verbally harmful, stupid thought process. Apparently, she says that she's changed. A lot of people say that she's changed her. I don't know. I don't know what the answer here is. I don't know if this is a good thing for TNA, a bad thing for TNA. I don't know if this is a good thing for WWE. I do think that this is a positive for Jordynne because her going to WWE will be, I mean, tremendous for her career.
Absolutely. Now, okay, here's another question regarding the Tessa Blanchard stuff, right? Again, this is all like hearsay and conjecture and all that. Do you think that WWE crowd would know about that stuff, or is it relegated to the TNA audience because they're very in the know with those performers?
I think everybody is somewhat in the know now.
Okay.
You know, that veil has been lifted. You know, people that yesterday, mm-hmm. I went to Peter Luger's.
Yes.
Okay. With Bob and Deacon and Jess. Mm-hmm. We went to Peter Luger's in Great Neck. Okay. You want to know how small the wrestling community is? The bartender there, Sean. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I walk in. He said he brought up, he was talking to Bob about the garden. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started speaking about Arnold Skullin.
Oh, wow.
And he started speaking about like stuff to Bob. And I'm like, I was like, you know, wrestling? He's like, I love wrestling. Look. And he started showing me all these videos. And there was like a viral video of him in like a soccer jersey screaming at John Cena.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, yeah, I kind of remember that video. He goes, oh, that's me. We were talking.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, I know you. And he just went on a Dave Meltzer conversation. He was talking about how great Dave is and how great Sean is, and they're the best at their job. And I'm like, what a small bubble, right? You have a fan like that. Then you have people like Coco.
Sure.
Our friend Coco. He doesn't watch, but he knows everything that's happening. He knows all the behind-the-scenes stuff, but has not watched wrestling in years, but knows all the drama backstage. So I think it's different now. I think the information spreads a little bit differently. I don't know if it would matter to the WWE fans. I don't know. I don't know if that's she's recognized to that level. But I thought that was good. What did you think of the Hardys? I thought that was pretty good. They retained the titles.
Listen, I thought that was great. I've always been a big Hardys fan. Listen, when those guys show up in the Rumble, it's going to be awesome.
They're fascinating too, because in the small TNA bubble, they're tremendous. They look great.
Right. Exactly.
I think they could do a one-off or two matches in WWE, do something really cool. You could pop that NXT number, move them over to NXT. You could see that afterwards, there was a confrontation that happened involved NXT.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Hardys will be involved in that, but we'll see.
Listen, that would be cool. I would like to see the Hardys in NXT. I would like to see them win those NXT tag belts. I'd like to see them do a couple of shots on SmackDown taking on Motor City Machine Guns.
Dude, I would love that. That'd be amazing.
You know, and also, like, don't forget, man, Jeff Hardy is, I feel like, one of the most beloved guys in that company. You know, he's the prodigal son.
Jeff?
Yeah, Jeff will always be welcome with open arms in WWE for some reason.
Yeah, I hope so. I'd like to see one more.
Yeah.
They could do something. What did you think of the main event? I know that a lot of people didn't love the finish of the main event, but Joe Hendry finally defeated Nick Nemeth. Not so much at the height of his Joe Hendry boom.
Right.
They missed that by a couple months, but they moved the title over. I don't know if this means that Nick Nemeth maybe is going back. I don't know what this means. I would love to see Joe Hendry come into that Royal Rumble as the TNA champion.
I think you're going to get that. You're probably going to get Nick Nemeth / Dolph Ziggler. Now, can you do like a Three Faces of Foley thing where like Nick Nemeth is number two and then he gets eliminated and then Dolph Ziggler is like number five?
You could do that. Yeah, why not? Can you do that with Zack Ryder too?
Do
Matt Cardona and Zack Ryder?
Beautiful.
Yeah, I think you could do that.
Like a nice self-contained Rumble. Listen, I like Joe Hendry. I think it was the right move to put the title on him, because him showing up with that belt, let's say at the Rumble, would kind of let you know that WWE is very serious about the partnership, right?
Scott George in our chat room says the Hardys are on NXT tonight for an in-ring interview. Is that true?
Oh, wow.
MG, did you see that? I didn't either. Yeah, put that in if that's happening. Sorry, Rich.
No, that's fine. Also, the Josh Alexander match was fantastic with Santana.
He's so good. And Santana looks great.
Yeah, Santana's awesome, man. So Josh Alexander quits TNA after losing the I Quit match to Santana. Does that mean he shows up on NXT? Does that mean he shows up in the Rumble? I don't know. Where does Josh Alexander go?
I know that they've been really interested in him for a long time. So is everybody. AEW also. He's a tremendous talent. But where would he do well better? Would he get lost in the shuffle in AEW? Would he do way better in WWE? I think there is a natural story there in NXT with Ethan Page.
Absolutely. Yep.
You know, you can do that. And I think he would actually prosper in NXT. He would do well. Because it's smaller, and I think you could highlight him better. I hope that he shows up. Did you see PCO on GCW?
Jesus, yes.
He ate that title belt. He started eating it.
Now, was that? I didn't look into it too much. Was that a shoot or was that a work?
I think so.
Did he go bananas?
He went bananas. He took the belt and he was like, "I'm going to eat this," and then he just started chewing on it.
Yeah, like I mean, like his excuse is that, "Hey, listen, I'm a Frankenstein."
Yeah, so he's gone. I guess he's out of TNA.
Yeah, it looks like it, right?
All right. It is what it is. What are you going to do? All right, where do you want to go from here?
Also, the one last thing is Cora Jade challenges Masha Slamovich.
Yes. For the title, I guess.
Very cool.
After defeating Rosemary in a, what is that match called? Clockwork Orange match.
Yeah.
Do you know who was in the first one? The first Clockwork Orange?
Jeff Jarrett?
No, I believe that's a Raven match, the Clockwork Orange.
Okay.
Match. But it was Raven and X-Pac. I believe that was the first one they did. And the way that Raven won, it was actually a really unique finish. X-Pac fell through the cage on the outside, and he just came and pinned him.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember that. I don't remember watching that at all.
Many, many moons ago, that match.
Yeah.
All right. Monday Night Raw last night. What did you think of Raw?
I thought it was a fun show. I think Penta is my favorite part of Raw at this point.
Is this officially Penta's your favorite part?
I think Penta is my favorite part of Raw. That's it. You know, it was a fun show. Listen, like again, third week in a row, WWE knows how to add a little extra glitz, right? Like Jey Uso, for example. I've said it for weeks. Best entrance in the business at this point.
Yeah. Yeah, he looks fantastic. Very cool. Very, just the overall look is so impressive.
Yeah.
And it's just the little things, you know. Is he more impressive than he was in AEW? Yeah, I think so, because of the presentation. It's a bigger presentation. They're highlighting it better.
Oh, yeah. And they're telling
you this guy is a big deal.
Right. And they're putting him over very well on commentary. You know, again, like we've mentioned it, like WWE has always tried to find that next Latin superstar. And I think they have it in Penta, because he's been getting a bigger reaction than all the other Latins on the roster. You know, like him and Damian Priest, probably like their two go-to guys at this point.
Damian Priest, him, you know, they still have Rey. And I think this is where it's leading into, is him and Rey Mysterio in some capacity.
Would love that.
Show started off with Nia. The show comes on the air showing Nia jumping Rhea Ripley upon entering the building. Jey Uso starts to walk down to the ring talking about challenging for the title at Saturday night's main event, which is this Saturday, by the way. That snuck up on us.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere. He would be interrupted by Gunther, who said he was a useful idiot and a mascot, and they would start brawling. So that's how you began the show. All right. I mean, I get what they're doing here. This is all leading up to Saturday night's main event. Rey Mysterio defeated Kofi Kingston. JBL was on commentary here. Because apparently he has to be on every show in every possible company.
I'm okay with that.
All right. I mean, okay. Maybe he's making a comeback. Maybe he's declaring for the Rumble now.
Oh, I would love that.
He could do the multiple faces of JBL.
I think so.
He could come as Fox News correspondent.
Yeah.
He could come as the cowboy, the rich cowboy, and he could come as the APA.
Yeah.
Ooh, how about the blackjacks? He come as one of the blackjacks.
Fantastic.
Do all of them.
Would you be pissed if everybody just did their alias in the Rumble and you only had like legitimately maybe like 10 guys in there?
Like John Cena's prototype?
Yeah, John Cena comes out as prototype.
Whoever else.
I see
that. I would love that. Chad Gable Has recruited Dominic Mysterio to help him beat luchadors. Okay. Who's he going to bring? Is it like his father's friends? You know, like, is he just finding older luchador? I mean, that would be great, right? Get some older. Is Hoovy going to show up?
That'd be great, too.
The Juice?
Mm-hmm. I'd be into it.
I can't believe that guy would just copy The Rock and it got over. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
What a ridiculous thing. At that point, Hoovy was weird at that point. He was out of his mind in WCW, but it got over so well.
Oh, yeah.
Nia defeated Bayley. Penta, we said. Penta and Pete Dunne was the match. He looked good here, man. What did you think of that, MG?
Which one? The Penta match?
Penta and Pete Dunne, yeah.
Yeah, I really like this. Pete Dunne is amazing, and he always has been. But they're starting to use him right again. So these two could have one of those like best of sevens like they did with Carmelo Hayes and Andrade. They could do that with these guys. That would be great.
So after this, CM Punk did an interview with Jackie Redman in the crowd talking about the Rumble.
Fantastic.
He teased cashing in favors to win the Royal Rumble this year. Says Sami Zayn is not on this level. Then he just goes after Hulk Hogan.
That was a great little bit. And a great little soundbite right there.
And he mentioned that he says he wants to throw Hogan over that top rope and kill Hulkamania once and for all. Where did that come from?
It was fantastic. I think he used the words dusty old ass.
So is that what's happening on Saturday?
Is he calling that Hogan?
Oh my God. I mean, he has been doing this.
We're living in a weird timeline.
Oh, dude, this timeline is insane. Hulk Hogan's ripping a shirt on Fox News last night. CM Punk is cutting a promo on him.
Finally, a place they won't boo me, brother. Love me here. Man, they love me here.
Oh, my God. He did not get booed on Fox News. Damage Control defeated Pure Fusion Collective. There was a gnarly spot here where Dakota Kai was bouncing off the rope. Zoe Stark off the top did a missile dropkick.
Yeah.
And nailed her right in the face. It looked so impressive on how fast everything was going, but that could not have felt good.
Yeah. Yeah. And they shot it really well. And they went back to it too.
They shot it great. That was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And Seth Rollins defeats Drew McIntyre. Drew would attack after the match. Sami Zayn came down to make the save for Seth. Drew moves out of the way. Sami nails Seth with a huluva kick. And that ends the show. So this is all set up now. We're all
set up. One thing that you left out, MG, was the promo between Sami and Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah, you left that out. That was great.
Which was fantastic. Where, are we going to get heel Sami Zayn now? Are we going to get that guy who wants that belt enough that he's going to cheat to win and let his buddy help him win by cheating?
It depends, right? Like, they need baby face. No, this company needs some baby faces. They need some baby faces here because everybody's such a good, like, CM Punk is not a baby face. I guess he's the closest thing on that top roster to one. Seth Rollins, is he a baby face?
Tweener.
Right. Drew's definitely not. Gunther's definitely not.
Jay's a baby face.
Sammy is.
Sammy.
Penta's for now.
Right. I think I feel like this is going to be like a Sammy turn.
That would be very interesting.
Now who would be the counterpoint to that? Like, who would they turn?
I don't know.
I mean, who would they turn babyface?
Maybe Punk. Maybe they turn him on Punk.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Saturday night's main event card looks pretty decent. If you look at this, you got Rhea Ripley, Nia Jax for the women's title. You got World Heavyweight Champion Gunther against Jey Uso. Maybe he turns on Jey Uso.
That would be interesting.
Cost him the title. Cost him the match also. Intercontinental Champion Braun Breaker versus Sheamus. Braun Strowman versus Jacob Fatu.
I'm very excited for that, by the way.
And this is interesting, right? You got the contract signing between Cody and Kevin Owens with Shawn Michaels as the moderator.
So good.
So good.
Does Shawn Michaels super kick one of them?
You know what? It would be interesting that if like Kevin is like pushing him, you know, and he goes to super kick and he nails Cody.
That'd be great.
I'd be okay with that. All right. Where do you want to go?
Let's see. Apparently Malakai Black is done with AEW.
Yeah. But this is, we spoke about this a while ago. This has been so much stop and go with this guy.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's health concerns. I don't know if it's booking. I don't know if it was just, he barely did any singles matches for years. And this is a guy that when AEW was starting, when everybody had their fantasy list of talent to go over that could become a champion there, or that could really be prominent in the main event picture, he was one of those guys, and he was never positioned like that. And I don't know. Is it a personality clash? I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Ultra talented, amazing in the ring, really committed to the character, to the point that when they gouged his eye out in WWE, he continued that character change in AEW. And now he's possibly headed back there.
Yeah, dude. Again, Rumble surprise, right?
If he doesn't have any time in his contract, I would say, yeah, you would have to. Because already you can see that this lineup is so stacked for the Rumble.
Yeah.
It's a very large Rumble. It's not, you're not only getting like two or three big names, you're getting everybody.
You get a lot of people in this Rumble, which I'm very excited about. The Rumble's always one of my favorites. What do you make of these Britt Baker rumors, Andrew?
I want to be careful because the last time we spoke about this, people misquoted me.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know if she's finished up. I don't know. I do know that there haven't been plans for her. That doesn't mean that there won't be moving forward. It's very possible that on Wednesday she shows up. You know, Tony sees the conversation around this and she puts her back on TV. Again, another one, stop and goes. A lot of injuries, some personal clashes backstage. We heard about the issue with MJF a couple of months ago. We've heard about other things a couple of months ago. There was a problem with Thunder Rosa. There was a problem with this one. There was a problem with that one. You know, is she difficult? I have no idea, but I will tell you this. It's a very difficult business, and you're the only one that's looking out for you and no one else. So you have to be somewhat, you know, aggressive about your positioning. Is that what's happening here? I don't know. Maybe. Is it being taken out of proportion? Is it getting blown out of proportion? Possibly. But I will tell you that this is not coming out of nowhere.
Okay.
This isn't like, oh no, it's just a rumor. There's something here. It's just, I don't know the extent of it. There is a personality clash happening between her and some other people.
I'm gonna piggyback on that question with another question, Andrew.
Give me.
Has the internet ruined professional wrestling?
For me, yeah. Yeah, it sucks.
In the regard of, I always think, whenever I hear stuff like this, I always think of late 90s Shawn Michaels, right?
Yeah.
Now, if we had the internet in the capacity we do now, how different would that be? You know, would we be like, whoa, what did he do backstage? He did
like,
what?
Like if that's the, if like 1997, 1998 was happening and the internet was where it is now.
Yes, exactly.
I think there would be so much outrage over everything. The Attitude Era could have never happened. I don't think anything could have happened the way it did. I think there's so much outrage over everything you could imagine. I don't know. Would it have gone the same way? Or would people have been conditioned a little bit differently? The veil is pulled back so much because of the internet and the conversations. You know, you could have a 5-star classic in every possible way, and there will be people that hate it, and there will be people that are influenced by that. Again, it's a perception game. Reality does not matter. You know, when WCW was failing, that was the reality that it was failing. The internet did not help. It definitely added more fuel to the fire because nobody wants to be part of a losing team. I think AEW is suffering a little bit from that right now.
Yeah.
The perception of AEW is that, oh, they fell off. But the reality is their business is the best that it's ever been. Ever in the history of professional wrestling. They're the second most successful promotion of all time. Financially.
Right. So here's a go ahead.
I don't know. I don't, do you, for all that it is, you know, would AEW have their successes if the internet wasn't where it was? Would a lot of people like Kenny Omega be known?
See, that's a fascinating point, too, because, you know, the internet propelled a lot of these guys to superstardom, right? Being the Elite, even people that didn't watch wrestling would watch Being the Elite every week.
Yeah.
Here's a couple of funny, interesting points from the chat here.
Yeah.
Imagine hearing from Piledriver Finisher, imagine hearing the rumors about starting a union from the internet.
It would turn into a major political discussion. Right?
And yeah, oh, absolutely. And Ed Toro, we might have known about the screw job before the screw job.
Ah, man, that's fascinating, right? Would somebody have spoke too soon?
Would have somebody stooged to the internet?
I remember specifically when the screw job happened, I ran to my computer and I went on the wrestling forums. November 1998. I remember specifically trying to figure out what just happened. I remember that conversation. Do you know what else I remember? Like it was yesterday. Mm. When WCW sold or was about to sell to WWE, people still believed, I would say about 30 to 40% of people still believed that this was all a work.
Oh my God, yeah.
It was all a work. It was not shutting down. This is just, like, nobody believed that it was happening.
Yeah.
Dave would do the radio show, and people would call in and say, no, this is not real. This is not based in reality. It's a storyline. And I have proof. I spoke to so-and-so, and this is a storyline.
Isn't that wild?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah.
Isn't that wild? I feel like we're not far beyond that, too. I feel like a lot of folks who, they just say shit on the internet.
Well, do you
people
know how
believe
many,
it.
You know how many messages I get regularly, DMs from people? They're like, hey, listen, I have a scoop for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay?
And 99% of the time, it is totally made up.
Yes.
I don't know if they're intending on it being made up. Maybe somebody did tell them this and they're trying to pass the info around. But 99% of the stuff that I get is like insane made up stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Like just completely like unhinged from reality.
Totally unhinged from reality. Like remember when Matt Riddle signed with WWE? That was a good one.
That was a good
somebody
one.
Somebody in the notary's office reached out to us and like, oh yeah, he just had to get his WWE paperwork notarized.
Yeah, really cool stuff. And you know what? That's legitimate, right?
Yeah.
Or like when we went to that indie show and what's his name said they signed Cedric Alexander.
Yeah, that's no longer with the company.
Right.
Not Cedric, the guy that told us.
But that's an actual, like, you know, that's a reputable source.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Not Hobo Lover 2535 on X.
I mean, they actually do have good news whenever they hit me up. Samoa Joe has returned to AEW, returned at Maximum Carnage last week. Full roster. Everybody's back.
Yeah.
You know, look at the card for tomorrow for AEW. You got Will Ospreay, Kenny Omega meeting face-to-face. Cope versus Pac for the first time ever.
Great.
Julia Hart, Jamie Hayter, Samoa Joe versus Nick Wayne.
Awesome.
Okay, I'm into that. Do we want to do questions?
Let's do some questions, and you know, we'll call it a wrap in like 20 minutes.
Yeah, we'll do a nice little one. Yeah.
This GCW and this Allie Catch GoFundMe real quick.
Yes. Allie broke her leg on a dive. And against Effie to qualify as the number one contender. It was a nasty dive she took. It led to a very long delay because the New York State Athletic Commission stopped the show until the EMS could get there.
Yeah.
But the ambulance was there, by the way. The ambulance was in the front.
Oh, interesting.
So, I mean, that's where they keep it. So, I don't know what the delay was. Maybe it was just to get in and out of the building, but... right now, she's raised over $47,000. The goal is $50,000. You know, she had to go get surgery. And, you know, terrible. She broke her leg in two spots.
Yeah.
And it was just a dive, you know? It wasn't something insane. It happens. It's terrible.
Yeah, best wishes to her. We'll throw the GoFundMe out there. Right, Mr. Gonzo? Oh, great. Okay, perfect.
Awesome.
All right, guys, let's do some questions. If you want to super chat us, we'll answer your question first. Yeah. But we're going to get started right now. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is from Demolition Worm.
Oh, for 666.
For 666, yeah. Should AEW pivot on the Death Riders storyline?
I don't know, and I'll tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
I have promised myself that I'm going to let things play out. I started thinking this way a couple of years ago. I don't know what the... like. Should they abruptly end this when they have like a nice ending to it? No. But if they really don't have a plan, right? If there's really no plan for this and they're just continuing it, you may have to pivot based on what you're seeing. I'm not as offended by this, by the Death Rider story, as some other people. Because I don't know where it's leading to. Now, I don't know what ending would make it better. You know, like, I don't know where the story's headed. Originally, it was implied that there was some sort of, you know, puppeteer creating this chaos.
Yeah.
You know, there was people were alluding to things, but did internet perception take over and people are now waiting for Shane McMahon to show up? I don't know if that's the reason. I don't even know if that's a reality. I don't even know how much that makes sense. But I don't know. It's Jon Moxley with a stable of tough guys that beat everybody up. Yeah. Where are you ending it? And how? I don't know. Is it Edge just winning the title?
I mean, there has to be a storyline implosion at some point. There has to, because they're not really furthering the unhinged promos, right? They're just kind of beating everybody up.
They're just beating everybody up now. Your camera's frozen, by the way, Rich.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it feels like you're setting up something big to happen. I don't know if that's me just thinking that's going to happen.
I'm back.
Okay, wonderful. There we go. All right. What else do we have?
See, this is from John Jackson. Is Shockwave still a thing? Is it dead?
Right now, I have not heard a thing about it. They did the copyright. They did the trademark on it. I was specifically told that it's a show that was getting shopped around. Fox was in play. They were interested. And then it just fizzled. So I don't know what the delay was or the fizzling was.
Yeah.
I did take Chris Jericho getting the title again, the Ring of Honor title, as a sign for them attempting Ring of Honor TV. But
that
also, I have no idea. I have not heard a thing. There's nobody at Max. It is fascinating to me that not one person. And listen, I'm not gloating here. Okay. I'm using this as an example of, like, sometimes when there's no smoke, there's also no fire.
Right.
Most of the time. And I knew everything about Collision. I knew everything about the Punk deal. I knew everything about AEW on Max. I knew everything. I had very specific details.
Right.
And certain things were said to me that I didn't even say because it would have exposed people. I have never once heard a thing about Ring of Honor.
Right.
From anybody at Max.
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever, TBS, TNT.
I feel like that in and of itself is kind of telling as well.
I don't know. I don't know if it is. I could just not be hearing it. I could not have that source. But nobody else has even heard it. Because if they did, it would have been a teaser. You know? Mm-hmm. It might have been a Fightful Select teaser about it. Or Dave would be talking about it. Somebody would be talking about it. I have not heard a thing about Ring of Honor. I don't know what the future of Ring of Honor should be. I mean, I do have an idea what it should be. It should be a way for you to get your young up-and-coming talent on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know what you could do with it, you know, beyond.
Yeah. Ready for another one?
Yeah.
Paul Anthony Moss, hashtag AskBeyondTheBell.
Great name.
Bucks and Perry were last seen in AEW in November, but Okada stayed. They all showed up in New Japan, but not a peep regarding AEW. When and how do you see their return happening? Thank you.
I think soon.
It's got to be soon, right?
I mean, it had like soon, because you're already seeing people returning.
Mm-hmm.
You're seeing everybody has returned. Kenny's back. Joe is back. Max is on TV. Edge is back.
Adam Cole's back.
Adam Cole is back. Yeah. You bring the Bucks back, and we're seeing that tag team division kind of change. We may get a title change like next week.
Right. Well, aren't Shelton and Bobby Lashley taking on Private Party this week?
Yeah. So is it do you do it now? Do you have some sort of weird finish and then that becomes a pay-per-view match?
I think you have Shelton and Lashley getting those belts.
100%.
Right?
I agree with you. Yeah.
And then you get the Bucks challenging Shelton and Lashley because that's another match that we've never seen.
I would love that match. I mean, I don't know how well.
Remember
the
how they wrote off Kenny? He's got to come back. They got to come back to tell that Kenny story.
Yeah, they have to tell the Kenny story too. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing they got to do. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm very interested to see what they do with the Bucks. I expect them back on TV as soon as possible. It would be dumb not to put them on TV, considering your tag division is not the best right now. I think if you built that core with Lashley and Shelton getting the tag titles, you bring the Bucks back, right? You have the Outrunners. You could do something comedic with them and give them a nice push again. They actually have a decent tag division if you put things together.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
You know, it's just unfortunate. Private Party getting that title was the worst time for it.
Yes.
They did it in a way of they were cold and they got the title. They weren't on this up and coming rise.
Yeah.
So we'll see what they do there.
Henry Bears asks, are any of y'all going to Mets Fest? That is a no.
I don't
That's
know.
A no for
is.
Me, dog.
Is that That's, what is Mets Fest?
It's like an all day thing at Citi Field. It's on the 25th.
This month?
Yeah, this week.
This week?
This week, the 25th, yeah.
January 25th, the amazing day at Citi Field.
I think tickets might still be available. Or
what do you get here?
I think you just get to hang out all day, sit on David Wright's lap.
Oh, man, that'd be fun. I'm willing to bet Bob is not going to this.
You don't think so?
No.
Shoot him a direct message. Why? MG, can you populate the social link with questions, please? So I'm seeing stuff come on the YouTube and not on the... looks like we have a lot of questions. This is from Meet Normus. Hello, bruvs. Has Britt become the Charlotte of AEW? Talented, but polarizing. How would you book their returns?
Say that again? I don't see it on the screen.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on one second.
Did it break?
Yeah, I think the social link is done. Hello, bruvs. Has Britt become
the
Charlotte of AEW? Talented, but polarizing. How would you book their returns?
Yeah, I think any person that is aggressive to protect their positioning is going to come off polarizing.
Right.
I don't know how polarizing Charlotte is. And, you know, these are big time TV stars, like especially for Charlotte. And she's a big time star in professional wrestling. She is a Hall of Famer at this level.
Yeah.
You know, in a couple of years, she became a Hall of Famer and she wants to protect her position. Now, I don't know if she's out of line or what Britt's doing. I've heard what you guys have heard and maybe some more. But a lot of this is, you know, it's a very aggressive business.
Yeah.
And if you want to keep your position and you want to keep being the number one person, you're going to have these issues.
How would you book their returns?
For Britt?
For Britt and for Charlotte.
You have to put her in a major picture, major title positioning. I think Toni Storm wins and then she comes as the spoil, you know? You could do something like that. Charlotte's returning. I mean, she'll be in the Rumble. They put the video package for her, so she'll be in the Rumble. Maybe she can win the Rumble.
I think that would be a solid win, right?
And what do you got? You got Charlotte and Rhea.
I wouldn't mind that.
There is a story to be told there. I'd be kind of into that, you know. Changing of the guard.
Oh yeah.
You know, you had the Four Horsewomen, and this is the next generation of talent out of NXT that became a, you know, big name. You could do that.
Yeah. This is from Brian Knight. It looks like Fraxium versus Hardy Boys is on the horizon. Should the match be title versus title, and who should win?
I don't know if they'll do title versus title. I think just having the attraction of the Hardys in NXT would be big enough.
And, you know, with a match like that, obviously, like, you would, I would skew more towards a double DQ.
Yeah, you could have someone, you know, you could do a weird ending, everybody looks good, and then you set up another match on TNA. You could do that too, yeah.
Yeah. This is from Cybernetico. Is AEW keeping their 2025 pay-per-views under wraps to prevent WWE counter-programming?
I saw that. I saw people were talking about that, that WWE's been... I mean, it is weird that WWE's putting Saturday Night's Main Event on two of their pay-per-views, right? Two nights.
Yeah.
But, I mean, how much can you keep it under wraps? You got to sell tickets.
Mm. Well, yeah, you got to sell tickets. Which kind of dovetails into this other question here. Any update on broadcast plans for Grand Slam Australia?
Last week we spoke about this. It's on Max. The plan was that it airs in the place of Collision.
Right.
On TNT. And in that conversation, I kept saying TBS, and the person corrected me. They said, no, TNT. It's going on in its normal time slot.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, it comes out that it's the All-Star weekend for the NBA. So that can't happen. So then the conversation was, do you put it on after the All-Star whatever's on? And you, why would you do that? You're just setting it up again for even worse. I think what you should do is air it in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just air it in the afternoon. What difference does it make? You could simulcast it. I mean, what are you airing on TNT or TBS on the afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 4 o'clock in the afternoon? What are you airing?
Like Big Bang Theory for the millionth time?
I don't know. I don't even know what the programming is at that time. But you could move this. I don't think people are going to be interested as much if it's like 40 hours later.
Right.
I'll ask. I'll follow up today.
Yeah, please.
But as far, I mean, it will be on Max for sure, 100%. And this was going to go in place of Collision. I don't know what you do now.
Next question?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Jose Alvarado. Could the Kenny Okada match planned for All In be a unification match with the Continental and International Championships so AEW could have an Intercontinental Championship? Intercontinental.
You've been saying this for a long time now. I don't know. You could unify it. I think you could do a unification. I would keep it as the Continental Championship. They could do a lot of things. I don't know which one's the answer. I do like that Okada has that title belt, but what happens when he's not the one with the title belt? Does it matter at that point?
That's a good question.
When it's not a guy like Okada or Kenny or Will Ospreay.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not knocking anybody, but let's say it's Daniel Garcia, right? If a Daniel Garcia has that title, do you now need three secondary belts, or can two work?
Right.
You know, you keep your TNT, your TBS title, your TNT title, whatever. You keep the TNT title, and then you get rid of the international.
Yeah.
I don't know what they can do there, but that is the match for All In.
Consolidate those belts. Yeah, I think
Kenny
so.
Versus Okada is the match. Now, if it's for a title, if it's for the Continental title, I think that's great. I think that's a major main event that could sell some tickets. I do think they need to announce that match.
Yes.
I don't know. I know it's in July, that pay-per-view, but you got 5 months. But you got to move another. I think the building is set up currently for 18,000 people. It's a 40,000-person stadium. You know, you got to move a significant amount of tickets to make that look impressive.
Yeah.
Which they can, but you got to announce these things now. You can't have it like 2 weeks before and you're like, you're going to expect
exactly,
you know, 4,000 tickets. This is a destination show. It's easy to get to Texas. It's in the middle of the country.
It's not a long flight either from pretty much anywhere.
It's not. So you have a unique opportunity that you didn't in the UK with international travel.
Yeah.
Especially you don't have that in Australia because nobody's traveling for 17 hours like that.
Exactly. we got one more super chat here. This is a good question, and it's a fun question. Do you want to end on this one?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. This is from Bushin Ryu Cat. Whatever happened to the outside wrestler segments? Example, John Cena would promote a charity or better when guys like Mr. Perfect would show their skills. I miss that stuff personally.
What do you mean by that?
Like, when the thing that pops into my head is the vignettes of Mr. Perfect throwing the football to himself, like hitting home runs.
Yeah, okay.
You know, like vignettes to promo their characters. Like, you don't really get that anymore, right?
Not as much, no, because I think now the assumption is like, oh, everybody knows everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody knows everybody. Their vignettes are what you see on the internet, I guess.
Their vignettes are what you see
on the
internet.
They had a good one. Mm-hmm. They had a good one similar to that for Julia this last week on NXT.
Yes.
But it's more of a highlight. It's not doing that kind of
stuff. Yeah, like, it's not a pre-produced vignette for them. I love those. Like, you know what comes to mind? The Razor Ramon ones.
Oh, those were amazing.
Those were fantastic.
The Razor ones and the Guerrero's ones were always so
Guerrero, good. Yeah, those were good too. They used to do a lot of those, and then it just went away.
Yeah, and just imagine, you know, if they did like that 2 or 3 week buildup for Penta, where they shot original stuff for him. You know, that would have been cool. But again, it's like, is it useful at this point in pro wrestling?
Yeah. How much does it add to your product for the time that it's going to take to develop it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a good question. I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
And that's it. Let's get out of here.
All right,
guys. Nice and quick show today.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week. If you want more Rich and Andrew, join us on Friday. For Matt Men on the Matt Men channel, youtube.com/Matt Men podcast. You can join us there. You can follow me on X at Andrew Zan. You can follow Rich, BTC Rich. And that's it for this week.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had 3 jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live, must start and file in app by 2/18.